Thanks for being in this episode of Get to Know. So we start with, what is your go-to comfort food?
My go-to comfort food would be something from Asia or Middle Eastern food, which I love.
What is your favorite Swedish tradition?
I have two favorite Swedish traditions, Midsummer and Christmas. I think Midsummer is really special. You gather friends and family, and also I love their food. I really enjoy that.
Are you a number cruncher or a risk taker?
I'm both. I like to understand numbers and business cases and then evaluate the risks. Sometimes you also have to take risks to do business.
What place or city is on top of your bucket list?
I actually don't have a list of places. I think the most important for me is where my family is.
Favorite song to dance to?
I'm dancing, you don't want to know.
If you could have dinner with any historical figure,
I was a real history nerd when I was a kid, so I liked everything with history. I would probably choose some Egyptian pharaoh and ask them about that time.
Interesting. Okay. What was your aspired career as a kid growing up?
I wanted to be like Indiana Jones.
All right.
And also I wanted to work with archaeology and history and write books.
Okay, so that's the question before now.
Yeah, exactly.
Good deal.
Yeah.
Do you prefer working in an office or remotely?
I like both. I often come to the office because I think you get ideas from people and also become more creative. And then I can also do remote, but I like to come to the office quite often.
Why is Uniper a good employer?
I think for me, Uniper is a good employer from different perspectives. So what I feel in Uniper is that you're allowed to grow. If you're curious in something, there's nothing stopping you from learning or developing in that area. So I think that is really, really fantastic. I like the diversity. I have never felt so part of something before. So we have people from different countries, different type of competences, and I think that creates a great environment.
I agree. Uniper is celebrating its 10th birthday. What stands out for you within that 10 years? Do you have a highlight there?
I think I haven't worked so many years at Uniper. We are a very ambitious company. We are trying to transform our company to the future. At the same time, providing the security of supply and conventional business that we have. So I think from that perspective, Uniper is a really interesting company.
And what are your birthday wishes for Uniper?
I hope that we are successful in the transformation and also in the conventional business that we have, that we still play an important role in Europe's energy future.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you also.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, Uniper.